Blog Talk Radio.
Teresa Graham, better known as Micey. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Fresh Wind on Fire. So happy you tuned into our show on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. It is 8 a.m. Central Time. I am your host, Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from the beautiful state and city of Fort Worth, Texas, spreading a little word on the content you will hear from this show on today. Now, beloved, my talking point to start this show off with today is, do you think God is a sugar daddy with a bowl of free candy to give? Or do you think God is a holy, righteous God who requires us to obey his laws and his rules before we can eat the good of the land? Something to think about. Before we get into today's topic of discussion, let us take a quick break with my song, Second Chance. I'll be right back.
Put your hands in the air 'cause he's there. He's giving me
He is our God who sees and cares for all of our needs. But sometimes, beloved, we fail to understand that God is committed to his promise for our provision, but not to our timetable. That's right. When we see people walk in favor and success, we tend to view their success in terms of physical and financial blessings. This may not be a true indicator of favor as God sees it. Joseph was an example of one who experienced the favor and prosperity of God. Yet he was a slave servant in Potiphar's house and would take 13 years of adversity before he was free to walk in that prosperity. This example shows that God, however, always provides the right things at the right time to fulfill his eternal plan. If we will trust in his plans, purpose, and promise for our lives, God is not as concerned with our comfort as he is in our becoming more like him. Now, his motive is not to cause us to suffer, but that our spiritual inheritance is assured. Now, beloved, if we would trust in God's promises, God will meet our deepest need for greatest glory, his greatest glory, I would say, okay? And so the God who made us is able to take care of us and meet every one of our needs that we have today. Our Father is loving. Our Father is kind. Our Father is giving. But we as God's children must realize that his priority for our lives is not always the same as our own. We often ask God for what we think we need. But God, beloved, knows what is best for you and I. For his word tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Now, that one scripture tells us that God has a prosperous life for you and I, and he knows the time and the date that he will bless us with them. Amen? Beloved, now, if you are at a place where you want to trust him to provide for you according to his will and purpose, you will eat the good of the land as you obey his word. All you have to do is surrender to God right now, and our God will meet your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And if you seek first his kingdom and the righteousness of God, all the things you need from God will be given to you. Thank you for listening to Fresh Wind and Fire. Guys, I'm out.
Praise ye the Lord, because he is worthy of the praises. Lift him up, saints of God, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to bless God in the sanctuary. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to praise him in his heavens. Ooh, let's go.
Praise him.
Wait a minute. I don't think you understand.